Father, we thank you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you. We lift you up high. You are God. You are not a man. You are God from beginning to the end. We exalt your name. We worship you. Hallowed be thy name, O Lord. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Glory, honor, adoration unto your name. Lord, we worship you. We exalt your name, Lord. We bless you. We bow before you, for you are God, and there is none like unto thee. For who is like you, O Lord? For who is like unto thee? You are glorious in holiness, and you are fearful in praises. We honor you. And Father, this morning, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 31st of March 2026. Today is the last day of the month of March, the end of the first quarter of the year 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. It is only by the mercy of the Lord, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is not by your works, not by your giving, not by your prayers. It is not by your holiness. It is purely by the mercy of the Lord. It is by the grace of God. Give honor unto his name. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to your life as you step out today, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, this day lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I lay hold on the last day of this month, and I declare that which belongs to me in this month of March, I possess them. I receive them in the name of Jesus. That which the Lord has programmed for me as my blessing, you will not elude me. In the name of Jesus, my provision that is still in the month of March, I assess you today. In the name of Jesus, that testimony that belongs to me in this month of March, I receive them today. In the name of Jesus, I lay hold on this month. I am coming out of you with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, that opportunity that belongs to me, that opportunity that will make my life, my business, my family to thrive, I receive them today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon my day. The blessings of the Lord is upon my day. In the name of Jesus, I receive timeless and timely help from the Lord today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord arise for my help, for the Lord God will help me. The Lord God arise and send help to me. My destiny this day, my life become unstoppable. I ride on the wings of the help of the Lord. Great help is given to me. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, I receive help, I experience help, I testify to the help of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Lord compel the heart of men to arise for my help. In the name of Jesus, I declare over this day, you are a day that the Lord has made for me. I rejoice in you and I am glad. As I step into you, I step out with great grace, with great joy, and I return with greater testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord over you this day. In the name of Jesus, every evil near, every negative hand, I command you to wither and I command you to bow. In the name of Jesus, for his banner over me is love, is protection. In the name of Jesus, I declare any weapon that is programmed into this day over my life, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, you will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, I declare any tongue that rises against me in judgment to condemn me. In the name of Jesus, their words are condemned. Their words betray them. Turn around and begin to follow them. In the name of Jesus, as for me, the word of the Lord concerning me, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord. I will dwell in the place of his glory. In the name of Jesus, forever and ever. Today I carry the presence of God. I become a carrier of the glory of the Lord. I declare declare, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am the plantation of the Lord. I grow in the courts of the Lord. Oh, I grow my roots downward in Him, and I bear fruit upward in the name of Jesus. I claim the provision of God for me this day. I say to my life, to my destiny, I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord Jesus. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profits today. Wherever I am, wherever I go, in my business, in the job that I am, in the place where I am learning one business or the other, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. Over my career, I make profits this day. The Lord rebuke the appearance of error over my life. I will not walk in error. I will not walk in another man's error. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk in the company of the perverse. I will not walk in perversion in the name of Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord God ordered my steps in the name of Jesus. The Lord preserve me. The Lord preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the last day of the month of March, the first quarter of the year. It has been a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. It has been testimony for me. I know it has been testimony for you for the month of March, for the first quarter of this year. The scripture says, when the enemy will come like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will raise standard against them. The Lord is there for you. He has been fighting your battle. The Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. Today is the last day of the month. I want you to turn to God this morning and appreciate Him. And I want to use this morning as a recap of what we have done in this month of March. Remember, our anchor scripture for the month of March has been from the book of Psalm 121 verse 1 and verse 2. I want to believe that you read the whole Psalm 121 to the end. Verse 1 and 2 that we stayed on says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. So through the month of March, and by the grace of God, we have led you through prayers, and we have led you into the scripture for you to see that truly God is the only source of help. It is only God that will send help unto you. Your help is not coming from the hills. Your help is not coming from a brother abroad, but your help is coming from your Father above. It is the Lord God that will compel the heart of men that they will arise for your help. Who told you that you cannot prosper in this difficult situation? Who told you that God cannot increase His favor upon your life? Who told you that God is not available to render great help unto you? This month of March, we have laid emphasis on this subject of help, making you to understand that God is the one and only source of help that can never dry, one and only source of help that can never disappoint, one and only source of help that will never allow shame and disgrace to come upon His own. I shared this experience. I didn't know, maybe I shared it on this podcast, but I shared it with the people of God when we gathered the last program we heard. There was a time in my life that I experienced what the scripture says, that you cannot put your trust in man. There was a season in our family when I was growing up, I was very young, when my father died, and I said that people came. We had a lot of visitors. Our house was packed full. It was as if they were not going to go. But immediately after his burial, in fact, from the point of his burial, more than half of the people that were staying in our house left. And gradually, one by one, they all disappear into the thin air, and we did not see them again. Some of them, over 3 decades now, I have not even seen them. Not that I am blaming them, but to make you understand that man in his own capacity cannot help you. It is only God that can arise for your help. God will never disappoint. Remember, we are in a generation of vipers, a generation of wickedness, a generation where the thought of men every day is wickedness, is evil, a season where the treasury of men is closed. a season of darkness and loneliness, a season of selfishness. Now, in this type of season, your only source of help is God, because it is God that will compel men to open their resources, to open their treasures and bless you, to open their resources and offer help unto you. In the scripture, a widow ran to the king to ask for help, which is the right thing for her to do. She ran to the king and asked for help. The king turned to her and said, "If the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you?" That is surprising. The king, the leader, the ruler of the particular nation, he turned back to the woman and told her that if the Lord does not help you, where can I help you from? So dearly beloved, turn your expectation to God and ask for his help. Speak to him, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me." Last weekend, that was Thursday and Friday, we were led into the scripture, especially Psalm 46. If you look at the verse 1 of that portion, the scripture says that our God is our refuge, a very help in times of trouble. In times of trouble, God is timeless and timely concerning your help when you turn to him. God is timeless. He's going to collapse time. Is timeless, and he will offer help to you. He's timely. He will always arise on time to help you. He will not put you to shame. Turn to the Lord. Turn to him and speak to him. "Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I have no one to turn to. I have nowhere to go except to run to you. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Oluwa rami lowo. Lowo lowo iran lowo. Dide fun iranlowo mi. Oluwa rami lowo." Turn to God and ask for his help. Ask for the Lord to help you. And I tell you this, the Lord will stand in for you and turn your pending shame and disgrace to glory in your life, in the name of Jesus. The Lord will send great help for you. If you read the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to verse 15, the Lord sent help unto Elisha by sending help unto a widow at that very time. There was this widow. She was actually gathering stick to prepare the last meal for herself and her son. Probably she was going to poison it. I don't know. Because what she said, that she was preparing the last meal for her and her son to eat and die. Probably she turned to God and called upon the Lord for help. The Lord sent help to this woman by the word of prophecy. The Lord rescued this widow from her pending shame and disgrace, a pending lack that was going to lead to her death and that of her son, a pending lack and disgrace that was going to lead to death was taken away. Elisha released the word of prophecy upon this woman. He said, "For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bean of your flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry." That is verse 14 of that 1 Kings chapter 17. I turn this verse to prophecy for you as well. In the name of Jesus, the bean of your flour will not be empty. It will never be empty, nor the cruse of your oil will not run dry. The Lord will provide for you at all time. In the name of Jesus, there will always be food on your table and there will be bread in your house. In the name of Jesus, no matter how bad it becomes, no matter how worse it gets, the Lord give you help in all situations. The Lord give you help for provision. In the name of Jesus, the Lord provide for you in a way that beyond your imagination. The Lord grant you mercy for preservation, help for exemption. In the name of Jesus, dearly beloved, turn to him and the Lord will help you. Who told you that God cannot send great help to you? Tell them, whoever told you that God is no longer in the business of helping people, you turn to them and tell them that this is what the scripture says in the book of Isaiah chapter 50 verse 7. "For the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. I will not be ashamed. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know, I have this assurance that I will not be ashamed. The Lord God will help me. The Lord God will arise and fight for me. The Lord God will bring all resources together to work in my favor." Therefore, dearly beloved, as you are entering into the second quarter of this year, 2026, as you are entering into the month of April, enter with this great joy that the Lord God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by the Lord Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you step out today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. I pray for you that the gracious hand of the Lord be upon your life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace that passes all human understanding. In Jesus' name, remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you. And let me wish you a happy new month in advance. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and I will see you by the grace of God in the next month.